Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. This is The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. We're on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. You can look for the station on Facebook, Shut Up Skippy, on Instagram. And right now, we are turning all of our attention to Drew because it's a big heaping helping of
nerd news.
Okay, we're doing it together. That's a slow start.
Okay, but it's okay. All right, we're going to be going back through some of the stuff that came out yesterday, San Diego Comic-Con. A lot of it is like the lead-up day. Today and tomorrow are going to be the big days, right? The things
where they're dropping the stuff.
The scoops. But there is some stuff that already dropped. There's a lot. So let's start with Tom Cruise, Top Gun 2. A little trailer came out. Looks very Top Gun-y. Does not look bad. It just looks like a Top Gun movie.
I got immediate tags from Brett.
In Top Gun.
It's like, babe, look. It's coming back.
Yeah.
The danger zone.
You know, it looks cool. Whatever. But hey, you know what? Some people, Top Gun's their thing. It's a very Top Gun-y movie. Let's talk really quickly about It Chapter 2, new trailer dropped. There is a panel that was going on that the director said he used record amounts of blood. Like, there was one scene in which required 4,500 gallons of fake
really?
Blood. Yeah.
Seems crazy. A little excessive.
Hey, when you got to do it, you got to do it. And it's also, It is projected to have a massive opening weekend and
really?
A haul close to $1 billion when it's all said and done. Yeah, it was the highest rated, it was the highest earning horror movie of all time.
Oh, that's interesting. The new remake the new remake
movie.
Oh, interesting.
The one that you saw.
I watched about
45
minutes of it. The rest of it I was hiding behind my jacket.
Terminator Dark Fate panel, they were talking. It has been confirmed that Arnold Schwarzenegger is actually T-800, which seems to be the Terminator from the first Terminator. Now, if you know that, that makes him the villain Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Not the good guy Terminator. So no one knows what's going on, but it...
Including me right now.
Yeah, but it has been confirmed.
That's interesting.
A lot of people know what I'm saying. And there is a little like highlight reel that came out where it has Linda Hamilton, who plays Sarah Connor, saying obscenities to Terminators. It was great. I'm so in on that movie. The His Dark Materials trailer dropped, a trailer 2 for a show that's going on HBO about His Dark Materials, which is it's a book series. I think it was like a young adult book series back in the day. It looks beautiful. It looks so good. And the lineup of people that are in there, pretty stacked, including James McAvoy, who's in there. So I'll show you off air. It looks great. Now, talk about frightening trailers. The new trailer for Cats came out.
I wouldn't have thought Cats the musical.
It looks
frightening, but is it not supposed to be frightening?
It looks like a nightmare.
Jazz claws. Yeah.
Jazz claws. With digital fur and all. I don't know. I don't
know
who's
feeling about it.
I don't know why people are even doing it. So, whatever. Batwoman with Ruby Rose. We were talking about this last year. They showed a pilot at San Diego Comic-Con. A lot of people thought, meh. But meh in like kind of a promising way, like meh early days of Arrow way, whereas it'll, because instead of trying to be grounded in like the actual world, it leans into being just like a cheesy comic book thing, which
we'll
I like. So
by the way, someone's weighing in and she said the Cats trailer is terrifying.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Now I have to see it.
DC News, no Shazam and Black Adam crossover until at least Shazam 3 is what they're saying.
Okay.
So Black Adam, of course, is going to be played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It's just an autobiography at this point.
I'm all about The Rock. Yeah. I love him in everything.
Anything he's in, I'm like,
dude, Tooth Fairy was on the other day and I found myself
watching. Set watching it. You're all, and even the early days of The Rock movies where they're still having him do like the eyebrow move in the middle of it and stuff. You know, it still worked.
I'm in.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. officially ending after this current season, season 7. Venom 2 production is started and in the works. with a little bit of a, maybe Venom's going to be showing up in a Spider-Man movie soon.
Ooh, interesting. Okay.
Thor 4 has been confirmed with Taika Waititi, who is the guy that did Thor Ragnarok. So that makes me excited. But as we were talking about earlier this week, that means he put Akira on hold.
No!
And his vision for Akira was perfect. So I'm like that kind of.
We'll see what happens.
Will it be the great Thorbowski?
I don't know. They are speculating that Gore the God Butcher may make an appearance in Thor 4, which if that happens, hell's yes. Let's go.
You're on board with that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Mark Miller says he wants Taron Egerton to play Wolverine in the MCU. And at first I was thinking about that. I was like, I don't know about that. But then I thought about it. I was like, all right, maybe. You know, he's short. Wolverine's supposed to be a short man.
So. Okay, that's where you went.
Well, they're short, so
yeah,
you know,
maybe that
that's half the battle.
And last but not least, and this is actually pretty big news, and I'll explain why. Marvel is giving out, they're not giving out free House of X or Power of X books, but what House of X and Power of X is Jonathan Hickman coming back to write for the X-Men, and he's kind of reshaping the whole dynamic of the X-Men comic line. Why this matters, right, is that Hickman's concepts are very brainy and drawn out and thought out and fleshed out. Most likely, these books and what they're going to do with the X-Men series is what those movies are going to start emulating or pulling ideas from 4 years from now. Because the X-Men are probably not going to be making any appearances anytime soon. Probably like 2 to 3 years at least out, right?
Okay.
These are the books that are going to give the seeded stories that they're going to be pulling from for the X-Men. So if you want to, I don't know, read a comic, you know, you could go and pick it up. Next Wednesday is where they are kind of like
whatever,
not rebooting, but kind of reshaping the whole idea of mutants in the Marvel universe. So House of X drops next Wednesday. Support your local comic store.
That has been.
Nerd news. Oh, wait.
No, it's just letting you have your moment. Oh,
okay.
I don't know.
New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning. Skip here. Drew, hi.
Yo, sorry.
Bailey, hello.
Hi.
That's live radio, folks. Okay. So before you even jump into Waste of Space at 8, I just want to add to the list right at the top the new study or the piece of information that was shared with me that proclaims a study says eating ice cream for breakfast may help improve mental performance. I got all excited only to find out it doesn't come from a credible source. Lame.
Why is that?
Because it was supported by a sweets company and then
she
not
that
referenced.
Money, that's why.
Not referenced she, Aaron Brockovich to an actual did.
Come
study.
On, Roxanne.
Straight up Aaron Brockovich.
Lame. But you know what?
She blew the lid off this study.
Some of those Frappuccinos are basically
as long as she
cream.
Didn't lick the top of the lid and then put the ice cream back in.
Yeah, that's
oh,
what
yeah,
people
that's
are
the thing right now. They're at the top of our list of wasted space people too.
God, they need to stop that. This is like a thing right now, yeah, and I don't know why problem. People
whoever's
think
doing
great.
That, you is nasty.
All right, Drew. All
right, so let's talk about it.
The song, yeah. Oh, okay.
All of our song cues are like, wait, is he gonna do it? Is he down? What's up? Talk about people that are also great. This is Waste of Space at 8. R. Kelly, we're going to start with you.
Oh.
R. Kelly fears for his life in prison, so he's asking to go to solitary confinement.
People go crazy there. Legit psychotic.
Yeah,
because
he hasn't gone crazy.
Well,
already.
You know, I was going to say something along the lines of like how he used to lock women in his house. Uh-oh. So maybe he feels the same way.
Maybe.
So why don't he, you know, people just need to let him go and fresh meat it out there. Fresh meat. Let's see what happens.
He can't. There's no singing I Believe I Can Fly and getting off of anything in prison. They're not gonna get away with that. No, don't make the joke.
Yeah, you knew what joke I was gonna make too. Okay, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West lobbied our president in the Aesop Rocky case. So we talked about this last week or two weeks ago, where Aesop Rocky got in a fight in Sweden. And there was like a dude that was harassing him, was all on video, and then him and like it was him and like a group of his friends all pretty much jumped this guy.
Right.
And he's still in prison now in Sweden. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff going around saying that the Swedish government is saying that this is actually more serious than it is. I don't know if it's because when they apprehended the individuals, they had like weapons or
guns. That might get you.
But they're saying that they're trying to lobby the president now to intervene, and nothing's really happening. And there's this big bandwagon right now, everyone claiming that there's, you know, discrimination for, you know, people of color that go over to Sweden, you know, especially entertainers. And Cardi B came out and said, hey, you know, I support Aesop Rocky, but I love Sweden, so I'm not going to stop going. Jersey Shore, Mike, or let's talk about not Mike, this isn't relevant, but Ronnie, you know, Ronnie, the dude that's with the crazy.
Okay.
Okay, so she's probably pregnant again.
They have kids?
They have one.
So they should definitely do is have more children if they're unstable.
And the whole cast is convinced that,
fix
she,
it, baby.
That she's beating him, that she like beats him.
Oh, that's.
And for some reason, and like, you know what? It's just the weirdest. I don't know. I guess I do.
There's definitely
know,
a stigma against men speaking out against intimate partner violence because people make jokes about it if they do.
But yeah.
But some of these women are scary. They are scary.
She like ran him over. Ran him over.
Yeah, like, go turn her in. Please.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Anyways.
Don't raise your children in that.
Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine.
It took me a minute.
Yeah.
Wasn't he tied to Janet Jackson way back in the day?
I just pulled
that out of nowhere.
I think he's like old school. Jermaine Dupri made a comment about a bunch of strippers rapping now. To be fair, Cardi B was a stripper for years, and he said that sounds like a bunch of strippers trying to rap.
I don't really know if Jermaine Dupri is a connoisseur of.
Yeah, you know. Say what you want to say about the comment.
His picture looks like he's a guy in a costume or something.
I can't say that I don't terribly agree with him. Actually, I do 100% agree with it because I think mumble rap and a lot of the stuff that they're doing is garbage. So, anyways, that's...
Well, but you know what? Congratulations, he made the news. And where's he been for the last 15 years? Yeah.
Yeah, still, when you're right, you're right. So, there was a big raid on a rapper, again...
Area 51?
White, no.
Oh.
Rapper.
Oh.
YG. I don't know who this guy is, but they arrested four people out of his house when they apparently are connected to a huge mass shooting. Like, there was like a massacre and there was like four of them that were in cuffs. So.
That's scary.
That's a developing story. Jordan Woods, the friend of Kylie Jenner, who then slept with her sister's husband, is a boss showing off her curves in the new Rick Ross video.
Okay.
All right.
I just felt like saying that. I just thought it would be funny.
Okay.
because she has no discernible talent and is actually just famous because she's friends with another person that has no discernible talent, but somehow is worth $1 billion.
Okay.
Oh, boss. Yeah. And then she slept with that friend's sister's husband, and now she's more famous. The world is backwards.
Sometimes
people.
You read these stories and I go, is this real life or is this The Onion?
Yeah. No, straight up. Well, here's some real stuff. Kevin Spacey's criminal case is dismissed by prosecutors. So
this is one of the cases with the groping, right?
This is interesting. So when brought on the stand and they were going through his testimony about text messages that were sent back and forth between him and his girlfriend about the incident, it turns out that there's logs that those texts were selectively deleted. To frame a picture in a certain way when pressed on it by the prosecutors or not. Yeah. Was it the prosecutors? It was the defendant. The defense.
Okay.
He pleaded the fifth. So.
So he got himself into trouble. There's multiple cases, right?
This one is the one in Memphis.
Okay.
I believe. And I don't.
This was like a waiter or something that was groped.
Yeah. So the case.
There's like other stuff.
And the state actually dropped the case. They're like.
Okay.
Not anymore. So they dropped it. Representative Ted Lieu says, watch out for the face app because those Russians trying to get you. And then in slap fight news, Logan Paul says the KSI rematch is going to go down in late 2019. I don't know if you remember that, but I would like to see this guy finally get beat up. So, I don't want to give him money, but I really want to see it happen. So... I'll be tuning in.
That has been
Waste of Space Today.
New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning, Skip here. Drew over there. Hello,
yo.
Phalia too. We're on Instagram Live. Look for Shut Up Skippy because it's Phalia. It's time to shine.
There's some people you should get to know. This is best of show. I tried something new. Let's do it. All right. So
He's doing this from memory.
I am, because my memory is like a steel door.
Steel trap.
And that door has been left open. All right, let's get started. So first story I want to start off with is our good friends up north, our sweetheart neighbors that treat us way better than most people, the Canadians. So after these three buddies that aren't named Kyle went out for a late night swim in the lake, as they were driving home, they noticed a car had broken down. Being the car enthusiast they are, Aaron, spelt with an E, which blew me away, Canadian thing, Billy and Bailey all went to help this woman out. After realizing her engine was shot, they not only tried to help her get a tow, they pushed her car 4 miles back to her house because she couldn't afford the tow.
Dude, it's like a HIIT workout, bro. You push for 50 yards, I'll push for 50 yards, it just keeps going.
In a literal quote, it was a great workout, and we would have helped regardless.
Helped you.
Because they're Canadian.
Yeah, exactly.
They probably apologized that it took so long.
And I was thinking, like, if you ever help somebody, like, you've probably helped them, like, just to the gas station around the corner. Nah, they went 4 miles, or I guess for them, like, 10 kilometers, because... they use the metric system.
You could be broken down at a major cross street in Fresno. You will get people offering to help, but if you're like, yeah, I'm 3 miles that way, they would say, ah, you're on your own. I got places to be.
And now my next story is usually when we bring up Florida, it's a really funny story.
A Florida man.
Or a scary story.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a very sincere story.
Okay.
So the Stenton Baptist Church in Florida realized they had like an extra Sunday for a service. So what they decided with the extra service, they would make all the proceeds going to charity. When they made it an online thing, a GoFundMe, their goal was to get $48,000.
Okay. That's a lot.
You'd think, right? They made $7.5 million. And with that $7.5 million, they helped 6,500 people with medical debt, wiped it clean.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm.
That is doing good work.
Yeah. Why do we have to have GoFundMes to pay for medical again? Explain.
I can't get that far.
Okay, all right.
But
all
I
right,
will
cool.
say, Stenton Baptist Church.
Well done.
And then BBA up in the Canadian border.
BBA?
Billy, Bailey, and Aaron with an E. Y'all are best to
BBE.
Show with failure.
Who can't spell? It's BBE.
No, it's AERON.
Oh, which okay. Is gotcha.
So weird.
All right.
Canadian. We love you, but you're weird.
It's New Rock 104.1.